Welcome to another installment of Fighting for the Faith. My name is Chris Roseborough. I am your servant in Jesus Christ. This is the channel that compares what people are saying in the name of God to the Word of God. Terrible topic today. Terrible. In the wake of the exposure of Benny Hinn and his chicanery, we feel the need to do an all-out full court press against the disciples of Benny Hinn, namely David Diga Hernandez, and to call him to repentance, and as well call the Remnant Radio guys to repentance for endorsing this man and promoting him and giving cover to him and leading lambs to him, because he is a wolf. Absolutely. We'll demonstrate that here in a second. So kind of in a follow-up to my interview with Costi Hinn. Costi Hinn, he said, take Catherine Coleman and show Catherine Coleman and then show Benny Hinn and then show David Diga Hernandez so you can connect the dots. We decided to take his advice and do that, and that's what we're going to do with this episode of Fighting for the Faith. So let me whirl up the desktop, and we're going to go back in time a little bit. And I'm going to make some recommendations, and that will be super helpful here. We're going to go back in time to Catherine Coleman from decades back. This is during the 1960s and 70s. She was touring the country and doing these healing services about receiving your healing now. And she's the one who pioneered the technique that is used by Benny Hinn, David Diga Hernandez. And we're going to take a look at just an example of it here and show that these people are not being healed, and we'll definitively prove it from actual doctor evidence. Let's take a look at just kind of how the technique works. Watch this.
What is this? Is this one of those wheelchairs?
So this is a woman brought to Catherine Coleman at a healing service, said that she has terminal cancer. So you got some guy who's her hype man, you know, basically saying she has terminal cancer. And watch what she does with it.
Is there no pain there at all?
Just a wee bit. But I haven't been able to do that in months.
Give me your razor. We'll put your arms up now. Have you not been able? Put it behind you.
This woman clearly hasn't been healed.
Swing them as hard as you can. Just swing them. Just swing them.
Is this any way of determining whether or not she's been healed from cancer?
Do everything that you could not have done. Bend over. Do everything. Pick up your legs. Pick them up. Walk over there. Walk.
So this is supposed to be a demonstration that she's been healed by the Holy Spirit of
walk
cancer.
Walk over there. Just keep on walking. Is there no pain in your body? Is there no pain there?
And notice the empty wheelchair.
She's scared to death.
She doesn't look healed to me.
Arms up again. Put them up again.
Is that how we determine whether or not somebody has cancer? Is by having them put their arms up?
Dear Jesus, the power of the Holy Ghost is going through this body.
And there she falls over. Was that God the Holy Spirit? And was this woman healed? Well, let's definitively answer the question. Here's a book. And the name of the book is Healing, A Doctor in Search of a Miracle, written by William Nolan back in 1974. I happen to have a copy of it. And the first 9 chapters are dedicated to Catherine Coleman. 9 of them. And in fact, he traveled with Catherine Coleman to one of her healing services in Minneapolis, Minnesota. And he followed up with the people that Catherine Coleman declared were healed, that she claimed that they were healed, and did so on stage in Minneapolis. He followed up with them, as many as he could. And he wrote about his findings as a medical doctor. And what we're going to do here is, since this book is out of print, I'm going to give you chapter 9. I scanned it. I highlighted it. There's a link down below to chapter 9 of his book. And since it's only a portion of the book, it doesn't really break copyright. And plus, no one's going to enforce the copyright anyway. It's an out-of-print book. But I recommend that you read it, because in here, he gives the evidence of what it is that he saw taking place, who he talked to, and then he gives case after case after case showing that the people that Catherine Coleman declared to be healed on stage, in fact, were not, okay? So for instance, case A, Richard Wallen. The 21-year-old boy with what appeared to be cancer of the liver, he had tried to claim a cure, but Maggie had prevented him from getting to the stage. The legal secretaries had gotten his address. Richard had died of his cancer 12 days after Catherine Kuhlman's visit. And there's story after story after story that this medical doctor, and again, his name was William Nolan, MD, he documented this. And this is just horrible stories of people who legitimately were abused by this woman, claimed, you know, declared to be healed of their diseases, and many of them still had the symptoms. They were never healed. But I thought this was an interesting way to start chapter 9. Listen to what he says. Although well over 100 patients had claimed cures at the miracle service, there were, of course, thousands who had not. How did they react to the service, to the people who weren't healed? All were disappointed, some deeply so. For example, the mothers of those who were retarded, deformed children who had been seen crying as they left the auditorium. Others tried to be philosophical about their experience. After all, Catherine Kuhlman hadn't promised them a cure, had she? If they weren't cured, perhaps it was their fault. Perhaps they weren't spiritually ready to be cured. It was the Holy Spirit's right to decide whom he would and whom he would not cure. No one blamed Catherine Kuhlman. Most blamed themselves. Interesting how he documents all of that, that if you weren't healed, it's your own fault. And so you'll note that people here who were paraded on stage, one particular woman, what's noted about her is that she had been told by Catherine Kuhlman to take her back brace off, and she ended up getting way worse. Here's her account. At the service, as soon as she said someone with cancer is being cured, I knew she meant me, the woman said. And this is Dr. Nolan interviewing her weeks later. I could just feel this burning sensation all over my body. I was convinced that the Holy Spirit was at work. I went right up on the stage, and when she asked me about the brace, I just took it right off, though I hadn't had it off for over 4 months. I had so much back pain. While I was up on the stage, bending over, touching my toes, and running up and down as she asked me to, I felt just wonderful. I didn't have a pain anywhere. Even when we were riding back home, Mrs. Sullivan lives 130 miles from Minneapolis, I refused to wear the brace. I was sure I was cured. This is called psychosomatic stuff right here. That night, as I said a prayer of thanksgiving to the Lord and Catherine Kuhlman, and then went to bed happier than I had been in a long time. But the story then continues. At 4 o'clock the next morning, I woke up with a horrible pain in my back. It was so bad that I broke out in a cold sweat. I didn't dare move. I called to Ralph, and he got up and brought me some pain pills. Ralph is her husband. They helped, but not enough, so I could sleep. In the morning, we called the doctor. He took me to the hospital and got some x-rays that showed one of my vertebrae had partially collapsed. He said it was probably from the bending and the running that I had done. I stayed in the hospital in traction for a week, and when I went home, I was back in my brace. Mrs. Sullivan then died of cancer 4 months after she had been cured at Catherine Kuhlman's miracle service. Dr. Nolan writes, "The more I learned of the results of Catherine Kuhlman's miracle service, the more doubtful I became that any good she was doing could possibly outweigh the misery that she was causing." This is from an objective medical third party. And in fact, he wrote an article in McCall's magazine in 1974. And listen to what he said. This is kind of summarizing his findings that he records in this book. Here's what he says. "During the service, as those who had claimed a cure came down off the stage, two legal secretaries I had enlisted to help me wrote down the names, addresses, and phone numbers and diagnoses of everyone who was willing to cooperate in and follow up in a study. We got 82 names. A few weeks after the service, letters were sent to the names on the list, inviting them to come to Minneapolis on Sunday, July 14th, and tell us about their experiences. 23 people showed up, and I made arrangements to interview them individually over the next few months. In talking to these people, I tried to be as honest, understanding, and as objective as possible, but I couldn't dispense with my medical knowledge and my common sense. I listened carefully to everything they told me and followed up every lead that might have led to a confirmation of a miracle. I was led to an inescapable conclusion, Dr. Nolan writes. Of the patients who had returned to Minneapolis to reaffirm the cures claimed at the miracle service, not one had, in fact, been miraculously cured of anything. So we got a problem here. Catherine Kuhlman wasn't healing anybody. And I pointed this out, that here she has this woman claiming that she's cured of cancer on the stage in the middle of a euphoric event. And boy, she wants to claim her healing here. But this woman hasn't been checked with, hasn't had a doctor check. And when Dr. Nolan spent, you know, he hired two legal secretaries to get the names of all the people who were healed at the Minneapolis healing service. Not a single one of them were actually healed of anything, cured of anything at all. Not one of them. And here she has this woman claiming she's been cured of cancer who clearly hasn't. And she's up on stage parading around, waving her arms as if that's the way in which you determine whether or not somebody's been cured of cancer. Again, watch.
Walk over there. Just.
Of course, she could walk. That doesn't prove that she has been cured of cancer.
Keep on walking. Is there no pain in your body? Is there no pain there? She's scared to death. Put your arms up again. Put them up again.
Okay. Dr. Nolan couldn't find any evidence of anyone being healed. Not one. Not one person. And he was the objective third party. Now, let's take a look again. You'll note that this video that Winger put out, this is a screen capture from it. Here's Benny Hinn, and there's David Digger Hernandez right there. We talked about Vlad Savchuk on a previous installment. Both of them are disciples of Benny Hinn. But what Winger did is he demonstrated that this stuff literally is criminal, what these men are doing. What Benny Hinn is doing is criminal. If there was justice, he would actually go to prison for what he's doing in legitimately abusing and torturing people who are obviously sick and desiring to be healed from God but aren't. But watch this.
At least in this kind of detail. After I do this, I think others will go through and look at his healings, and you'll boost the audio and you'll find what you find. And that's good. We should expose this man for the fraud that he is. The world should hear Christians saying this man does not stand for Christ. He doesn't represent us. And we call that out. We will not stand for this kind of chicanery.
Yeah. Not with Catherine Kuhlman, not with Benny Hinn, definitely not with Digger Hernandez. But watch what Winger does next.
There's a word for you. Oh, I'm trying to lighten it up for my own sake here a little bit, but this one's worse. It's incredibly shocking when you actually realize what's going on. We're going to analyze it in some detail, and it blows me away. Notice what the spokesman's trying to say about her as she first comes on stage.
Pastor Benny, stage four.
The spokesman is a hype man.
Or cancer, couldn't breathe, but she's breathing now.
Wait, hold.
Okay, the implication is that it's a healing. That's why they're brought up. Don't even come on stage until you're healed. Then she comes up, okay, stage four cancer, now she's breathing. Wow, what a miracle. Remember, you're supposed to get healed first.
You have cancer? Where? Chronic pain in your legs.
You had cancer in your lungs and your bones? Did you have pain? Is the pain there? The pain in your head and your legs.
Okay, I had to listen over and over, boost the audio, do things behind the scenes here to try to get you to hear her. I'm pretty sure that these are the things she's saying. So I put up on the screen my best determination of what I think she's saying. I listened many, many, many times. So here's what we've seen so far. She tells him right away she has pain right now. But on the microphone, he says, you had pain, past tense. Benny switches it to the past tense. You had cancer? Did you have pain? Past tense. That's part of the deception. He doesn't give her the mic. He asks her questions, but he holds the mic far away from her. He only brings the mic up when he sees a very, like, positive face and person who looks like they're going to give something he likes. Then he puts the mic up to them. Otherwise, they don't get the microphone. You'll see this consistently in his things. What does this imply? Deliberate deception is what it implies. Mm-hmm. That's what it implies.
Yep.
She also says she's in pain very bad. The pain is very bad right now, which means...
Is in pain, not was.
She's on stage to get healing. I mean, she got through the barrier, the stage police. Did you notice the tongues guy, though? There's a guy speaking tongues all of a sudden while she talks. He only comes in when she talks and says, I'm in pain. It's very bad. He comes in at the point in which she's describing her suffering, and all of a sudden there's this guy in tongues. Where's that guy from? I've watched this whole video, the original video. I can't find it. I can't hear that guy anywhere else. Maybe he's somewhere else. I don't hear him anywhere else. I don't think he is anywhere else. That's my impression. The guy speaking in tongues seems to have been edited into the video after the fact, so you can't hear what she's saying to Benny Hinn, so that it looks like a miracle. I kid you not, this is what it looks like to me. You tell me what you think. Here's a replay of part of it. Does this guy just come into the track in order to obscure what she's saying so you won't know she wasn't healed?
Where? Chronic pain in her legs.
You had cancer in your lungs and your bones? Did you have pain? Is the pain there? The pain in your head and your legs. I rebuke it.
He only comes in when she says she's in pain. What could possibly explain this? Well, I don't know. Like, maybe what Costi Hinn said about how they edit the videotapes.
And you had to be a good storyline. If you weren't, you were either not going to be allowed on stage, or if somehow you made it on stage, you were definitely going to be edited out. I mean, we used to make jokes. I'm not making a joke now about it. I'm saying back then, we used to laugh, me and some of my buddies who worked in the ministry, and we'd say, oh, that's an edit. And we would just have fun thinking the TV crew had a big job. They had to edit out what was definitely bad for TV.
Mm-hmm. Benny Hinn is going to go on to push this woman over, and she is clearly in pain, and she hasn't been healed.
He quickly moves, he like walks away, and he points at her, and he's like, urgently, he always does something quickly and dramatic if there's a person who doesn't go down when he pushes them, because he's got to maintain this sort of air of fake spirituality. Why does she not go down? Probably again, because it hurts. The second time I'm about to play for you, it happens right after this. I'm just playing her, everything just in order here for you so you could see it all. I'm not hiding anything. And the second time, she doesn't want to go down, so he pushes her. And I think she looks back. Like, I think she's checking to see if someone's back there, and then she finally yields to it. She checks for help. She falls. I think she's in distress when she falls. You make up your own mind. Here's the clip.
That girl is having a glorious experience. Just a second.
The girl, when he says that girl's having a glorious experience, he's pointing at someone else on the other part of the stage. This is the kind of girl who's like super into it, and she's clearly like doing this on the side of the stage. And he's redirecting attention to her because this woman on stage is not a cooperative person right now. She's not yielding to his gimmicks. And she's here for actual healing. She's like actually here for real healing and not...
Right, and she's not getting real healing at all. Now, the question is, what does this have to do with David Digger Hernandez? So the video on David Digger Hernandez's website on his YouTube is called Powerful Holy Spirit Encounters in California, David Digger Hernandez. And here he is going to declare this person healed when in fact it is obvious he hasn't been. David Digger Hernandez is engaging in this same deception from Catherine Kuhlman to Benny Hinn, now to David Digger Hernandez. He is engaging in the same deception and chicanery. And there's no other way of saying it. This is purposeful on his part. Watch this clip.
Tell the people what you left in the hallway.
A scooter, electric scooter.
Bring that wheelchair over here.
So he left his scooter. Why? Why did he leave his scooter?
What was wrong with you, sir?
I got diagnosed with a GSD disease. No cure, no treatment.
And
no cure, no treatment. Where's the medical proof that this man has been healed? Other than what's the show that's taking place here, where's the real medical evidence? Because when Nolan followed up with Catherine Kuhlman, he couldn't find evidence of a single person being healed. In fact, many of the people that were declared to be cured of cancer, they died weeks and months later.
The symptoms of that?
Deterioration, weakness, losing muscles, skeleton muscles, tired, no energy, just...
How long were you in this?
I've been in the scooter now about 2 years.
All right, so he's having him walk. I'm going to ask a question. Based on how this man is walking, is it clear to you that he's been healed or that he's just going along with the euphoria of the show because he wants legitimately to be healed? Watch. Does that look like he's healed to you? He isn't. Bet you $1,000 he's still in his scooter today.
Worship him, church.
Oh, this is all manipulation. From Catherine Kuhlman to Benny Hinn to Digga Hernandez, these men are engaging in false signs and false wonders. And they are manipulating people and making merchandise of them. Scripture says this in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. The coming of the lawless one is by the activity of Satan, with all power and false signs and wonders. Satan is the one behind all of this. These people are not being healed. These are false signs and false wonders with all wicked deception for those who are perishing because they refuse to love the truth and so be saved. Therefore, God sends a strong delusion so that they may believe what is false in order that all may be condemned who did not believe the truth but had pleasure in unrighteousness. But there's more. And that is that there are people like the Remnant Radio guys and Michael Brown and others who legitimately create cover for false wolves like Digga Hernandez and Benny Hinn and others. In fact, let me show you this, okay? On David Digga Hernandez's own YouTube channel, guess who made an appearance?
Joshua, Michael, and Michael from Remnant Radio. Gentlemen, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having us.
Great to be here.
Good to be joining you. So let's start with this. How did Remnant Radio come to be?
So the reason they are there is to talk about how they've debunked cessationism. And what is David Digga Hernandez doing with the Remnant Radio guys? Using them to declare that he's been given a clean bill of theological health so that he can have more victims of his deception? That's what he's doing. So Joshua Lewis and Miller and Roundtree... They were there parading themselves. Oh, we are the victors. We have debunked cessationism. We are here to declare. And by doing so, they are endorsing and participating in the ministry of David Digga Hernandez, who legitimately is engaging in chicanery. Just like his mentor, Benny Hinn. And just like Benny Hinn's, you know, the one he claimed that he got the mantle for, Catherine Kuhlman. And so what they are doing here is awful. They have no discernment whatsoever. They need to repent of endorsing this man. And they need to call David Digga Hernandez to repentance for the chicanery and the false signs and wonders that he's engaging in to ingratiate himself. And I would note that there's a biblical text that we need to look at here. Jesus says of the false teachers of his day, who were the Pharisees, truly I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs in by another way, that man's a thief and a robber. And that's exactly what Diga did in Benny Hinn. He who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him, the gatekeeper opens. The sheep hear his voice. He calls his own sheep by name, and he leads them out. When he's brought out all of his own, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And then he goes on to say, Jesus says, truly, truly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and robbers, talking about the Pharisees. But the sheep didn't listen to them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes, the false teacher, to steal, to kill, and to destroy. That's what David Diga Hernandez is doing by claiming miracles that haven't really taken place and manipulating people and making them parade on stage when he has no medical credentials whatsoever to determine whether they've been healed of anything. He's stealing, he's killing, he's destroying, he's engaging in chicanery. But Christ says, I have come that they may have life and have it abundantly. I am the good shepherd. And the good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. He who is a hired hand and not a shepherd, who doesn't own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them. I would note that the Remnant Radio guys, not only when they saw the wolf coming, did they not flee, they gathered up the sheep and fed them to the wolf, David Diga Hernandez. And they need to repent. Because this isn't about cessationism versus continuationism. This is about corruption within the visible church and men who are exploiting others and ingratiating themselves off of false signs and false wonders when it's clear that they are not actually engaging in any kind of Holy Spirit healing at all. And this person who David Diga Hernandez paraded around on the stage claiming that he had been healed, when it's clear he hasn't, he's a victim of David Diga Hernandez, just like that woman that Benny Hinn, that Benny Hinn tried to push over, who clearly wasn't cured of cancer. She's a victim, and just like this woman who claims that she was cured of cancer out of Catherine Kuhlman Healing Service when clearly she wasn't, she's also a victim. And we need to say enough is enough. False signs and false wonders are the tool of Satan and the thing that lays the foundation for the Antichrist. We are not to put up with it. We aren't to sit there and go, well, maybe it happened. Again, the evidence has been documented. These aren't real healings. And if these are real healings, then David Diga Hernandez needs to say nothing on stage. What he needs to do is say, all right, if you've been healed, then I want you to go to your doctor. And I want your doctor to give us an actual diagnosis that shows that you've been healed. And we'll follow up with you in a month. But he doesn't do that. He has them parade around on stage. And this guy, again, he hasn't been healed. I'll bet you anything. He is still in his scooter today because he hasn't been healed. And so Remnant Radio needs to repent of endorsing and promoting David Diga Hernandez. David Diga Hernandez needs to repent for engaging in this chicanery. And the church body of Christ needs to say enough is enough. We're done with this. Okay? What Catherine Kuhlman did, what Benny Hinn did, that's all wicked and evil. And we're not going to tolerate it in our generation. That isn't the Holy Spirit. That's satanic deception taking place. False signs, false wonders. So hopefully you found this helpful. If so, all the information on how you can share the video is down below in the description. And until next time, may God richly bless you in the grace and mercy won by Jesus Christ and his vicarious death on the cross for all of your sins. Amen.
So nice to see that you've made it to the end. Before you inevitably click on another video to continue binging our glorious content, you should know about some of our other offerings. First off, some of you may know that our pirate captain is also the pastor of Kongsvinger Lutheran Church out in Oslo, Minnesota. The editor that I totally don't have locked in my basement produces audio and video versions of Kongsvinger sermons and Sunday schools weekly. So go check out kongsvingerchurch.org to see all of our offerings. Now, to address some of the frequently asked questions we get in the comments. What? The Bible and video editing software we use are named and linked in the description down below. 2. If you wish to donate to us directly so that we can keep the lights on, go check out www.piratechristian.com and hit the crew tab. We don't promise miraculous healings or a double increase in your finances, but what we do promise is more quality discernment from our studio into your ear holes. And three. How do you tie up with boxing gloves? Okay, who's the wiseacre who put this in here?